Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 14th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, a class action lawsuit was filed against Apple in the Northern District of California, alleging that Apple has continued to sell MacBooks and MacBook Pros, knowing that the Butterfly keyboard will eventually fail and the computers will become, quote, inoperable and unsuitable for its ordinary and intended use, end quote. The class action lawsuit in part asks that Apple disclose the flaw and replace defective units. So far, Apple has not acknowledged any kind of a problem, which follows growing calls for Apple to address a keyboard that has failed under normal use for a lot of customers. And Japanese blog Makitakara has shared another iPhone SE 2 rumor that now claims the new iPhone won't launch until September. This is based on a supply chain source that says production hasn't started yet, although other sources have recently claimed a late May or early June release is expected. And the new report also claims Apple has not yet made a final decision on the design, which seems unlikely, while claiming a 6-inch version has been tested as an alternative to the 4-inch size. The latest round of iPhone SE 2 rumors, however, sound a bit conflated with the flagship iPhone lineup expected later this year, which includes a 6.1-inch LCD-screened iPhone with the style of the iPhone X. And it's Monday, so let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
Yeah, so my article this weekend was about looking at the digital whiteboard market and how the iPad really just decimated it. This market was really getting rolling in 2009, and during that time period, there was a big economic stimulus package that the president passed, and one of the things that it went paying for a lot in schools was like outfitting entire public schools with digital whiteboards. The popular brands are Promethean and InSmart. A lot of people say smart boards, but that's actually a brand of board. And so these things were popular as can be. They were putting them up everywhere. The problem is the software was garbage. And it really, especially when you compare it to iOS, it's just garbage. And so the iPad came out, and it really made digital whiteboards look like so antiquated, in fact, because you're taking, you know, everything a digital whiteboard can do in some ways and shrinking it down and being able to give every student one. Because the thing is, like, you know, if a digital whiteboard was $500, even $1,000 installed, that's one thing. But the time you paid for all the licensing, all the accessories you needed, like, you could have $4,000 to $5,000 in these things. And especially looking at the iPad cost today, it's like, wow, there's just no reason to do that. The iPad can do so much more. So, yeah, it's kind of a fun walk down memory lane for me because I was in education when these things were popular, and they're really just non-existent now in most schools. So have a good week, everybody.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.